NNH, mobile.
KO4NNH, KO4PXB.
KO4NNH, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm actually on my way back to the office right now. I had to clean out the hardware store, grab something for us.
Yep, I was down in the valley, or one of our signals is not very good, so I caught probably part on very little of that due to the fact that it was very low in tone.
My side, I'm actually in, I'm on Garrison Road between Pelzer and Piedmont area. Now, this area is pretty bad for that spot, but I'm doing good, man. I'm actually on my way back to the shop right now. I just went out to the hardware store, grab a security plate for one of the doors out there, and just drive back. Got about 10 minutes left of my drive.
Yep, glad your trip was safe. I'm en route to Columbia to the VA center to have my foot looked at, so that's going to be my fun day.
It goes well for you, but I know Columbia's a drive and a half.
Yep, that's why I timed it. I don't have to be there till 11, so that way pretty much all the major traffic will be, you know, pretty much done with by then.
They had me frequenting Columbia for my job for about a week straight, and I had to leave to, well, right about this time in order to not deal with traffic, it seemed like.
Yeah, I'm just not sure why, you know, if it was even possible that you would just stay down there, you know, during the week and just come back on the weekend, because for my work, when they wanted me to do 5 days training, but they wanted me to drive back actually every day to Charlotte, I'm going, no. So they, you know, put me up in, they were going to put me up in a place to stay, and then the funding for that training fell through, so I pretty much just went down there, you know, took a couple hours one day, just went down there 2 days a week, and they paid for me to stay down there those 2 days. But for coming into a site with no training and just having to do IT stuff at that location on the fly was definitely not a good thing to have to do.
Yeah, 100%. I'm actually a traveling automation engineer, so I exactly what you're saying. I work for a small integration group that's actually based in New York, but they got an office down here in South Carolina, and I'm a part of that office. But they're always flying me out these different customers, and of course, I never see the machine. So I actually have no idea what's going on half the time, unless I've been there before. But yeah, I get it. But the Columbia thing, we actually just got that customer, and they told me 1 or 2 days. Yeah, it turned into a week, and I didn't realize it until halfway through. And about halfway through, I was like, it's already too late. I was crashing my friend's house.
Yeah, definitely. Because the IT person that was on site retired before I got there, so there was no transfer of knowledge of what was all going on. You know, so when I got there in October of last year, it was pretty much, you know, on the job training.
I'm very well aware about being in that scenario. I had a machine breakdown up in Long Island, New York, and they didn't have anybody available, so they flew me from the south up there. And before I knew it, I was dealing with on the job training while also trying to fix the machine at the same time.
Yeah, pretty much anything I work on at this, you know, site now, I always make sure people save their documents before I even begin to do anything on their computer, and I make sure that it's actually saved into OneDrive, not on their local PC.
I do that myself with my job. They constantly make me use the server, but I don't get why they won't let me use OneDrive, even though I still use it without them knowing. I think OneDrive is more useful anyway. KO4 NNH is probably neat.
Yeah, definitely using OneDrive is the way to go, because if, for some odd reason, if you mess something up, then you can either revert it back or you just definitely revert it back to the document that was from previous there, especially if they got versioning turned on.
that's one thing I like about OneDrive. Actually, I'm back to college right now, and they want me to use all the Office 365 stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to install that on my personal stuff, because I don't like it. Or at least I don't like the Office suite on my laptop. I do like the online version of it, though. It's actually really easy to jump from one computer to another computer to another computer to take whatever I got to do on there. It's made life of college a lot easier since last time I was through college. I didn't have that luxury last time I was through college. I didn't have to always plug to install everything.
Yeah, definitely being able to get on 365 online to, if you need your documents or email, is definitely the way to go.
Same type of thing as well. I actually, on my personal file that I use, all my stuff runs through Google, and it's about the same experience. It's probably maybe a little bit worse, but I prefer the Microsoft stuff over the Google stuff. I'm first at Microsoft compared to Google.
Yep, Microsoft's been around for a long time. That people just so familiar with it, they like it. And like I said, people really don't like change a lot.
Yeah, actually, in the automation world, we're about the same way because, granted, I'm probably one of the few that's willing to learn the other languages of different manufacturers, but we mostly use Rockwell or Siemens, one of the two in the control. They've got two totally different lingos, and everybody in the company I work for prefers Rockwell over Siemens. I get preference, but I just wish everybody was more open-minded to learn more.
Yeah, it's definitely the fun part is that I've done it a couple of times, having to convert somebody's mailbox from Gmail to Outlook. And like I said, prior to that, again, for safety's sake, I'll make sure that there's a backup of their emails, because, you know, people just understandably don't, you know, like it when they think their emails have disappeared. And I've had people say that before, and then I'll pull back up their backup. They're going, oh, I guess it was never there to begin with.
Yeah, I know that one far too well. Oh, man, I had that in the last job all the time, it seemed like, and I was like, guys, have you checked the deleted folder? Are you sure you even got it? You're not in the receipt here.
I've had a couple users before when they were mentioned they're missing a document, and they totally had the name of the document wrong, and even had one person who had many people tell me before that they need a document restored, but they can't tell me the name of the document or at any what point in time frame to even to begin to look. So unless you can give me some area of a name or a time frame to start looking, even with a time frame, I still need some kind of name of the document to look for to be able to even restore. And I had one user ask me one day, he said, well, since I don't know the name, can you just restore everything from here to there? I'm going, yeah, but you just got to realize that whatever I restore from that point forward, that from that day, that anything that you may have changed from then to now will be gone, unless you make another copy and store it somewhere else.
I know that one far too well. We got the same thing over here in automation world with our downloading old programs into a PLC, and oh man, I hate having that conversation with users. It seems like it goes one of two ways. Either it goes really back really quick and they fix whatever actually went wrong that they messed up, or you load in the backup and you realize, oh, you're missing 20 different things. But I don't know, man. I guess it's the beauty of having multiple backups at least once a week. This is KO4NH. My name is Fred Foxhart Romeo Echo Delta. I'm actually just now reaching my destination. I gotta hop off the repeater. This is KO4NH 1873.